Time to bring in our own Pat Pagano. Good morning.
Marshall, good morning, everybody. And I'm curious, what was the problem with the computers yesterday?
I have no idea. It took me by about a quarter after seven, and me going through wired mouses. We have back three or four wired mouses and two or three wireless mouse that we have. Finally, the USB port opened up after I totally shut down the computer. And I mean totally, not just reboot, but shut it down. And took about 3 or 4 minutes in between each shutdown, three or four times. And after the fifth time, it came back up and it accepted the mouse. So what I did is after I got off the air and I had some more time, I just went to a USB port in the back and plugged in there. Now if it goes bad again, obviously it means that the whole USB section of the computer is bad, but I don't think that's the case, so we'll see what happens. But it was frustrating because it was also a day that I lost my cat Bauer, so I was in a bad mood to begin with, because Bauer's been with me for 18 years. So I was in a bad mood coming in anyways, and then that happened. And I'll tell you what, by the time I got, I went to bed yesterday, Pat, at 4 o'clock. I just went to bed and stayed in bed till this morning.
It triggered you. Sleeping off, yeah. Sorry about the cat. It was interesting because I didn't read everything you put on Facebook, but I saw a picture of your dog, and I'm scratching my head and I'm saying, I thought Bauer was the cat.
Yeah, because Bauer used to snuggle up and sleep in. So if you look closely, you saw Bauer. I had already had Bauer for a while when I got when LJ came and joined the family, and right. LJ was about the same size as his Bauer and roughly the same color, so Bauer thought in the beginning that he was a cat,
mother.
And LJ thought that Bauer was a dog. Those two got along famously for LJ's entire life, and so now Bauer has joined LJ and his sister. And they're all together again with Lucky. They're all back together again. So.
So now all you have is the dog left.
Now I've got Georgia, who's 16 and is up there, and then I've got Genghis, a cat, who is 18.
Oh, okay.
I've got Emma, who is about, I think, 5 or 6. And then I have Johnson, a cat, who is Johnson is right around 3 or 4 years old, So.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
But anyways, it's for me, it's a gut thing. I because they're not animals; they're members of the family. And,
they sure are.
And you know it. It's just gut wrenching. But the great thing about animals is they just deal with it. They just deal with it. Last night, everybody knew the difference, and they were coming in and out of the bedroom and trying to comfort me. Animals are just they're amazing. They're just amazing.
They are. They really, really are.
Now, you got to comfort us. We're in a slight risk category, right?
We are in a slight risk.
Now, slight is less than marginal, right?
Slight is higher than marginal.
Oh, higher than marginal.
Marginal is the lowest. Slight is like a 30% chance.
How many times are you going to have to explain that to me?
Yeah, and then it goes, you know, to a moderate risk, then an enhanced, then an extreme. So we're still all the way down on the bottom of the scale. And this morning, we could see some showers and a thunderstorm from right now on the radar from Vermont down through very close to Binghamton. And they are moving northeastward. There's a broken line of showers and thunderstorms over PA. All of this will perk up, and as a result, showers and a gusty thunderstorm are a possibility, especially this afternoon, low 90s today, and humid. Showers and storms will end early tonight, mid-60s, but tomorrow partly sunny, 85 to 90, but the humidity will be lower. Thursday, sunny clouds with a late thunderstorm, 80. Clouds, a little sun Friday, a shower or thunderstorm, 75 to 80, and over the weekend, will probably be somewhere between 80 and 85. It'll be partly cloudy, and you cannot rule out a pop-up thunderstorm either or both days over the weekend.
All right, so we're into a summertime pattern.
Yeah, that's what it is.
The first really extended summertime pattern that we've had.
Yeah, and, you know, and again, you know, nothing is jumping out at me and saying, uh-oh, we better watch, because I don't see that. So, you know, like you said, typical July weather for us. It could be a lot hotter. You know that. I mean, we could be in the 90s, not only today, but, you know, right through the weekend, but that won't be the case. We'll be in the 80s, so that is a good thing. And as far as I'm concerned, too, I go on vacation starting Monday. Just thought I'd tell you that Dan Henry will be here filling in for me all next week. And I'm going south. I'm going to Delaware this year, which I'm sure will be hotter. But it beats going to the Cape. I just can't take that drive. I really can't take that drive. And it's so expensive. Very, very expensive. We were there last year. You remember?
Yeah.
When I lost my memory for 2 hours up there. So, south. I go south, and the trip is half of what it would be to get to the Cape. Normally, it takes me 6 hours.
And it's farther away.
What is farther away?
Delaware.
No, I don't think so.
So, well, it's about the same then.
I think it's about the same, but, you know, travel-wise, time-wise.
Yeah, it's totally different, yeah.
It's, you know, 3.5 hours compared to 6.
Yeah, it's nuts. Yeah, you're right.
So that's a good thing. But in the meantime, I have to tell you that yesterday in the morning at 10 a.m., I said, let me just go to my Verizon store because I want to upgrade my phone before I go on vacation. It's been quirky. So I said to the salesman there, David, I said, how long will this take? He said, no, 45 minutes to an hour. I said, okay, because I really don't have much time. So I gave him the phone, and he said, so you would definitely want to go with the upgrade of this one, which is a Samsung. I said, yeah. So he started, and he said, 8 minutes. I said, okay, I'm going to run to the supermarket. I'll be back. Came back in 15 minutes, and it's only 13% done. And I said, what's the story? He goes, I don't know. It's still saying 8 minutes, but it's only 13% done. I said, I'll tell you what. I'll come back early this afternoon. So I went home. I came back at 1:30. 35% done. And I said, and now what? He said, well, I'll call you. I'll call you when it's near completion. I said, all right, fine. It's 5:30 in the afternoon, Marshall. I haven't heard a word. So I called again. And he goes, you're not going to believe it. I said, what? He goes, 78%. I said, what is the problem? He said, I don't know. This is going for a record. He said, I'll call you at 7. He called me at 7 and said, 89%. I said, yeah. He goes, come in about 7:45. So I went in there 7:45. It wasn't done until 7:45 last night. And he started roughly at 10 a.m. yesterday morning.
I guess that's why your phone was acting quirky.
Maybe.
No, really. He said, obviously something wrong in the operating system.
Maybe. He said that, you know, it was a record. He said he's done so many upgrades of phones and everything like that, never this long. And, of course, they were closing at 8. So he had to stay open. I said, I'm sorry about it. He goes, don't you be sorry. Because I'm sorry about it. He goes, but if I would interrupt this right now, then we have to start all over again.
So now, do you like the new phone?
Yeah, it's nice. You know, it's the Galaxy, Samsung Galaxy. He told me, he said, wait till you start taking pictures with it. He said, the camera is just phenomenal.
Now, did you get it all set up with the car right away?
No, I didn't. Oh, good point. I didn't do that. Got to do that today.
Yeah, get it all set up.
Pair it. Yeah, I forgot about that. And I didn't do anything else. You know, I didn't get the, you know, the screensaver or anything like that. Didn't do anything like that. I just, like you, Marshall, computed out.
Well, that's, you know, that's what always happens with cell phones. I mean, they're quirky. They're quirky little things. They're quirky little things.
Yeah, I, you know, and I said to him, I said, you know, you're too young to remember. I said, but back in the day when I was in my late teens, I said only the people that were rich had phones in their car, and they weren't cordless. I said they were wired. I said, and it cost them a fortune to have the phone in the car installed and what it cost them for phone calls. And he looked at me, he goes, really? I said, yeah, nowadays, I said, people have phones. I said, unfortunately, they don't know how to pair them because they're always driving with one hand and talking with the phone on the other.
You know, those in the old days, they used to connect, the phones used to connect to the mobile communications network, which were like ship to shore and stuff like that.
Really?
That's how they worked, and it was very, very expensive.
Very
extremely expensive. All right, Pat, so let's go over this hot summer forecast.
Yep, showers, gusty thunderstorms this afternoon. Then you'll have a partly sunny Wednesday, but more thunderstorms popping up Thursday and Friday.
All right, Pat, have a great day, and we will check with you mañana.
All righty. Bye-bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.